Important safety information for patients treated with Zimlucy, ranibizumab, in wet neovascular age-related macular degeneration, NAMD. This medicine is subject to additional monitoring. This will allow quick identification of new safety information. You can help by reporting any side effects you may experience via the yellow card scheme, which is available at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard. Welcome to your guide to therapy with Zimlucy. This guide was created to help you better understand Zimlucy when used for treatment of neovascular wet age-related macular degeneration, AMD. To start, we will explain what Zimlucy is. We will then look at how visual impairment develops in wet AMD, before explaining how Zimlucy treatment is given and what will happen at your appointment. Finally, we will talk about what happens after you have received your Zimlucy treatment. To start off, what is Zimlucy? In wet AMD, abnormal blood vessels grow in the eye which can leak and cause vision loss. Zimlucy specifically recognizes and blocks the action of new blood vessel growth in your eyes, and so in turn can help stop leakage and vision loss. Your doctor has prescribed Zimlucy because you have neovascular wet age-related macular degeneration, AMD. Wet AMD is a condition that affects the macula, a part of the retina at the back of the eye that allows you to see sharply in the center of your vision. With age and with the buildup of waste products, changes can occur in the retina. This can result in new weak blood vessels growing and leaking under the macula, damaging your central vision. Next, let's talk about how Zimlucy treatment is given. Zimlucy is given by your ophthalmologist or eye doctor as an injection into the eye. It is normal to worry about such injections, but usually the injection is virtually painless. On the day of your treatment, care will be taken to make sure you're relaxed and comfortable. Before receiving Zimlucy, you should inform your doctor if you have had a stroke or experienced transient signs of stroke, such as weakness or paralysis of limbs or face, or difficulty speaking or understanding. If you are taking or have recently taken any other medicines, including medicines obtained without prescription, if you have an eye infection or any pain or redness in your eye, or if you think you may be allergic to Zimlucy or Betadine, which is another name for iodine. Keeping your doctor informed will help them decide whether Zimlucy is the most appropriate treatment for you. A doctor or nurse will cover your face and the area around your eye with a special drape and clean your eye and the skin around it. Then your eye will be held open so you don't blink and numbed with an anesthetic to prevent pain. The doctor will then give the injection into the white part of your eye. You may feel a little pressure with the injection. Now let's talk about what will happen after you receive your Zimlucy injection. After you receive your Zimlucy injection, your doctor will perform eye tests, such as measuring the pressure in your eye, to make sure that the treatment went well. The white area of the eye where the injection was given will likely be red. This redness is normal and will go away in a few days. You may also see a few spots or floaters in your vision. These spots are normal and should go away in a few days. Contact your doctor if either of these symptoms do not go away or get worse. Your pupils will be dilated for the injection, and this will make it difficult for you to see for a few hours after the treatment. You should not drive until your vision has returned to normal. It is important to monitor any changes in the condition of your eye and your overall well-being in the week following your injection. Rarely, injections in the eye can cause infection. Contact your doctor as soon as possible if you have any of the following signs and symptoms in your eye: pain, light sensitivity or tearing, swollen lids or other swelling, increasing redness, blurred or distorted vision, or sudden vision loss, light flashes, seeing flies, black spots or coloured halos, or drying of the surface of your eye. If you notice any side effects, talk to your doctor, pharmacist or nurse. This includes any possible side effects not listed in this guide or the package leaflet. You can also report side effects directly via the yellow card scheme at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Now let's talk about how long you will need to continue treatment with Zimlucy. Every patient is different. It is likely that you will need additional Zimlucy injections, but this will depend on how you respond to treatment and how your vision changes. If you are considering stopping treatment with Zimlucy, ask your doctor for advice first. For any further questions on the use of this product, please ask your doctor and follow your doctor's instructions carefully, as they may differ from the information provided here. Your doctor will decide how often they wish to see you to monitor your condition and determine if you need additional injections. Always go to every appointment that your doctor arranges for you. If you miss an appointment for Zimlucy treatment, contact your doctor as soon as possible. We hope this information has helped you to better understand treatment with Zimlucy. Keep this audio. You may need to listen to it again. If you have any further questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you experience any signs or symptoms that you consider to be associated with the use of Zimlucy but are not mentioned on this audio, please tell your doctor. This guide is provided for your education and complements the patient information leaflet.